This podcast replay is brought to you by Sloman's Home Security. The first 40 Big O listeners right now, dial 1-800-ALARM-ME. We'll get this limited time offer, a free doorbell camera that connects directly to your smartphone with installation of your Sloman's Shield. Call 1-800-ALARM-ME. Keep your family safe. Call 1-800-ALARM-ME. Now, here's something that I wanted to talk about since you kind of led me into this, Danny. I've told you before, I'm a Caldwell guy. I want an experienced coach, one I know that can build staffs over and over again, right? And obviously, a guy like Jim Caldwell could do it. I've mentioned the Jack Del Rio. I know some of you have mentioned the Doug Peterson. These are guys that have been at it. I don't want the assistant that's never been there and hasn't bounced around a lot and doesn't really have a lot of experience. And that's where I gotta, you know, tell you, okay, I'm gonna go Jim Caldwell, I'm gonna go Jack Del Rio, and then my third choice, you know what? I'm gonna lean a Brian Daboll. And why am I gonna lean a Brian Daboll? And remember what we talked about, right? Remember I told you that I want a guy that's bounced around. So Brian Daboll was with the Pats from 98 to 2001. Then he went over to the Jets from 07 to 08. He was the QB coach. Then from 09 to 010, he was the Browns OC. Then he was the Dolphins OC in 2011. Then he was KC's OC in 2012. Then he was New England's tight ends coach from 13 to 16. Then he was Bama's offensive coordinator and quarterbacks coach in 2017. And now he's in the Bills. Present from 2018 on. So this is exactly what I've talked about before. The guy that's bounced around, and at times the listener of the show would tell me, well, that's not good. And I'd say, you know, that's great. Well, it sucks. He's bounced around. He bounces around because people hire him because he's good. He's a good coach. And so the fact that he's been all over the place, he may have the Rolodex that Mike McDaniels does not have. So that's where you and I will disagree on this one, Danny, because I don't want the guy that doesn't have experience. So if I'm going to take an assistant coach that has never been a head coach before, Brian Daboll is the one guy that has developed quarterbacks, college and NFL, has been offensive coordinator in different spots, has been a quarterbacks coach, has been a tight ends coach. This is a QB coach. This is a guy that has a ton of experience now, bouncing around all over since 1998. So that's 24 years. That's a quarter century of bouncing around the NFL. That is a crap ton of experience. Brian Daboll is the one guy out of all these candidates that I would say, and yeah, I know he has the two experience too in Alabama, yada, yada, yada. I know all that. But he's the one guy that I would give some hope with. And the fact that Greer knows him obviously has to, you know, a lot of people say he's the guy, by the way. That's what I'm hearing inside the building, that he's the, like, lead dog right now when it's all said and done. So whether they are going to the experienced eventually, that maybe they start adding the Doug Petersons of the world and the Jim Caldwells to this list as they keep adding, because right now we've got Daboll, Kellen Moore, Mike McDaniel, Thomas Brown, Leslie Frazier, Vance Joseph, and Dan Quinn. So Brian Daboll would be that one guy that has bounced around, that has a world of experience on the offensive side. The question is, can he, one, get a quarterback's coach slash offensive coordinator to assist him? Two, can he find the grizzled offensive line coach that will make a huge difference here? And then, of course, he's got to go find a defensive coordinator. And I believe, with the talent that they have on defense, I think it'll be a little easier to find that defensive coordinator for this football team. So Daboll would be the guy that if I don't go in the direction of the experienced head coach that I know has been there and done it and has built staff after staff and is used to losing, assistants to becoming coordinators or head coaches and replacing them, Brian Daboll would be the one candidate out of all these guys that I would say, okay, Daboll I can consider. Kellen Moore, I'm not interested. Mike McDaniel, when he leaves the sucker, then maybe, and he grows up a little bit, then maybe down the line. Thomas Brown, too young, too green. Leslie Frazier and Dan Quinn, been there, done that. Vance Joseph, I think he's a defensive coordinator. Nothing more. I don't like the three other coaches that had head coaching experience. Not a fan of either of those guys, okay? Especially Frazier and Dan Quinn. Vance, I don't have nearly the same conviction of, I'm done. Had a little bit of a chance, but not much. But Frazier and Dan Quinn, I've seen that record. I've played it. It's scratched. I'm done. I'm putting it in the sleeve and never touching it again. It's over. Brian Daboll would be the guy that I would look at.